We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Speaking of Instagram dumps, I did one there recently of Dublin Pride, and I just threw in like a Danielle Walsh like TikTok. You know, you want to be making the drink concoctions up the north. When I say we need to get her on the pod, if you don't know who Danielle Walsh is, she'd be pouring loads of drinks and she'd be drinking it with that big huge. It's like a fucking exhaust pipe.
She'd be sucking the life and soul out of the glass,
and she downs in one, and she does the spin. And she goes, "Let's try it,"
She'd be like, oh, that is gorgeous.
The perfect drink for Pries.
No, she's drinking the whole time.
She's drinking the whole time. But apparently she'd be in the gym every morning, 6 a.m.
I feel like she's one of those girlies. She party hard, but she works harder. She's girl boss, gatekeep, do that vibes. You know, I love
her. And she's getting the balance right. I love that for her.
So if you're listening, babe, you're coming on the pod. We're doing a cocktail class with ya.
Oh my God, the crossover we never knew we needed.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies! I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to I'm Grandmam. Woo! Now, we're dealing with some minor delays today, girlies. It's our first episode on Main where we're recording in remote locations.
Oh, it's the first one on Main that we're recording remote, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been doing a few over on the Patreon. The Patreon girlies are up to date. They know what's happening.
They know what's going on.
They're our faves. They've been supporting us since day one. But I'm excited to be testing it out on Main.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. I feel like I need to cling to you. And this podcast, because I feel like you're replacing me as a co-host because you have a foxy new girl in the house.
Who's the foxy new girl? Oh, the fox!
Yeah.
Lads, the fox.
That was my segue to your fox.
The fox content.
Yeah.
The content we didn't know we needed. Now, initially I was petrified because it's been scattering on the roof. Also, has anyone ever heard a fox scream or have sex or I don't know what it's up to?
It's sex, isn't it? It's so scary.
It's petrifying. It's like, imagine a banshee's shriek.
Yeah, it's that.
I'm not sure if you've ever heard a banshee before, but it's the equivalent.
I feel like what happened was the foxes were screaming in Ireland and someone goes, "That's a banshee," and made up a story, but it's just a fox.
It's probably just a fox. But anyway, I was allergic because I came back having spent a bit of time in Dublin and the back garden was torn asunder. I mean, the fox had made shit of the garden. It was digging up a hole. And I was like, are you for real? The housemates thought it was very funny. I was like, I love doing my alfresco bits. Do you know what I mean? I love having the cup of tea at the back, especially when the weather's gorgeous like it is now. I love doing bits, even if it's just sitting down on the pallets with a book.
Stunning.
I love it.
Love it.
But sure, I can't go near the gaff because your man's literally, He's ripped at a new arsehole.
And is he pissing everywhere?
I don't know. Like, cause the thing is, I'm actually petrified of him. So, like, I won't go out to see. Like, I've been keeping my bike in my room. I won't even put my bike out the back. They're actually kind of petrifying.
He's. Is it definitely a he, the fox?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't have a clue. I'm not a vet. Sure, how would I know? Also, a lot of people are asking me questions about the fox, and I'm like, do I look like fucking Dr. Doodle? You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a clue what's going on.
Am I Eliza Thornberry?
But like, and they're sending me messages and they're like, oh, he's looking a bit malnourished out in the backyard, or he looks like this has happened. Well, he's hardly just been to the groomers. Do you know what I mean? He's a fox. He's been going through the bins. What do you expect him to look like? And they're all getting onto me being like, oh, will you get onto the fox charity or the NSPCA or whatever? And I'm like, doll, I'm a busy girl. Also, it's a fox.
I know, but you, like, if the fox is like dying in your garden, you need to get someone to get it.
How is it dying? It's having a rest. It literally dug a hole to have a rest. And then people are like, oh, it's digging itself a grave because it wants to die. And I'm going, sorry, I didn't realise you were the fox whisperer. Do you know what I mean? Like, let the fox lie down and have a nap if it's tired.
But also, do you not want it to be like gone because it's like, it's running your house now. You're being bullied by a fox.
See, if I'm inside the safety of the house and I'm looking out, it's actually quite cute when it's lying down and it's sleeping.
Yeah. It's like having a pet cat.
But I'm not going to go near it. And then people are telling me like, oh, don't touch it in case it has fleas or rabies or whatever. And I'm like, doll, do you actually think I'm going to go out and touch a rabid fox? Like, I wouldn't even use the towels they give me in the gym because I find them too abrasive on my skin. And I think I'm going to go out and pet a wild fox. I'm like, are you thick in the head?
I do think foxes look dotey though. They almost
they're gorgeous.
Like, also, like, they're the bop off corgis.
Yeah, they're kind of like a cute dog, aren't they?
A corgi and a fox. Am I right in saying corgis? They're the same person, right? If you look at a corgi's face and a fox's face, it's the same thing.
Kinda, but it's a fox, like.
I know, but you know what I mean? Similar, like cousins vibes.
Similar, but I'm nearly regretting putting up the video of the fox in the first place because I'm like, it's just unleashed a wave of abuse on me, and I'm like, oh, I didn't ask the fox to take up residence out my back garden, you know what I mean?
Get on to what's the English equivalent to ISPCA, and then they'll sort it out for you.
They'll say, oh, you live in London, it's a suburban neighbourhood, of course there's a fox in your back garden.
But not setting up shop. They're going to have all the other foxes over to have a party.
I would mind that as long as they're quiet.
No, they won't. Foxes be having a laugh. They'll be like wrecking the gaff.
They're going to be wrecking the gaff, and they're nocturnal, so they're going to be keeping me up till all hours. Yeah, you never see foxes booting around during the day, really.
Is that why you were sleeping in your Instagram story?
Yeah, nocturnal, sleeping during the day, and people going to stay, and I'm going,
brilliant.
No, read a book, Dolly. Have you ever seen the fox and the hound?
We might.
They're nocturnal.
We might get them on the pod if you get friends with them.
What else has been happening besides chaotic foxes?
I've been having the most stressful start of my week of my life, right? So I get up on Monday morning and I'm like, oh my God, like, going to start this week, get loads of shit done. But the first thing we need to do is, my mum basically hasn't been to Australia to see my sister in 3 years. So we were like, me and Lindsay are going to go halves and send her over to see her.
Has she been there before?
She's been there before. She's done the trip before. She smashed it. Oh. Like, she can do it. Like,
is she going to meet her in Melbourne, or is your mum going to Perth?
My mum's going to Perth.
Will she want to go to Perth again, the desert?
Perth is lovely, you've never been there.
Sorry to my Perth girlies, I know, but get your mum to the capital city, get her to Mardi Gras quick.
She'd hate that, sure, my mum only wants her beach and her strolls.
I suppose, and she has that, I suppose, in abundance.
But anyway, we were booking the flights and we were like, because you know, obviously booking like long haul flights and all this stuff was so annoying. So like, we started on Skyscanner and then we were like, okay, because of all the like things that are going mad, let's not book directly through Skyscanner, let's book direct with the airlines in case anything happens, you know what I mean? And we want to get special assistance for the whole way through and all that stuff. Okay, so we found Malaysia Airlines was like one of the cheapest ones that and the best like time for her, so she wouldn't have like long layovers and stuff.
Okay,
now, that was the one that the plane went missing, but we were like, whatever. Surely, but we were like, our rationale was like, okay, so if the plane went missing, I feel like security's after being ramped up, you know.
And
what I mean?
Also, what are the odds of
the
plane going missing with the same airline company again?
Yeah.
Unless it's an inside job, in which case she's fucked.
Unless she's fucked. But it's fine, like, she's grand. And we were like, okay, that's perfect. Double checking everything and being so stringent. We were like, it's booked. Booked it, woo, unreal, delighted. Went on to then, she needs to get a flight from Cork to London before she gets on the Malaysian flight, Malaysian Airlines flight.
Oh, tell her pop over, we'll do drinkies and a brunch.
Babe, she's only in there for about 2.5 hours or something.
Oh, doll, I can do a brunch in 2 hours, don't you worry. I'll go meet her at Heathrow.
Okay.
I know a gorgeous spot.
I'll tell her. So then when we were booking the Aer Lingus one, we were like, should we get our 20kg check on or like a 35? And then we were like, oh, let's just check the old booking. Like, then we went on to the old booking and it was like, check on bag 0. And we were like, what? And it turns out they start you on this website, like if you're doing a long haul flight from like London to Perth with 0 check on baggage, whereas like usually everywhere else you'd have like 20kg included or whatever, and you had to like click a drop down menu, scroll along and upgrade to the next package to get a check on bag, right? So I was like, shit, she has no check on baggage.
Now, just to interrupt slightly, and I hope you're not offended, I would have presumed that was the norm that you'd have to select, but continue.
No,
I've never really done it long haul. Anytime I've done it, it's been organised for me. But let you continue.
Yeah, on long haul flights, they're always included in the check.
Okay. I'll have to take your word for it.
So then we were like panicking. We were like, fuck, she's not going to be able to have a check on back. Then we rang and I was like, hiya. I was like, we literally just booked these flights for my mom. She's going to see my sister. We don't have any check-in bag. Can we add check-in bag? She was like,
yeah.
So you're on economy light. I was like, what the fuck is economy light?
Never heard of her at all.
She was like, you're on economy light. That means you don't get a check-in bag. And I was like, okay, cool. So can I just upgrade to like normal economy? We didn't see it because you have to like scroll a lot. Like it's like usually included. She was like, yeah, it is. But she was like, not in the economy light tier. And the other tier now is only 20 quid more, right? And she was like, we don't let you upgrade horizontally on economy light. You have to add extra baggage. I was like, oh, okay, how much will that be? She goes,
Don't know.
Three grand.
Three grand. No.
Me.
She's not well in the head.
Me. Sorry, I think you said 3 grand. I was like, you've obviously got that wrong.
Her calculator's broken.
So they only added on as like an extra, you know what I mean? Like extra kgs. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, okay, so can I just cancel the flight and I'll just rebook with the extra 20 quid and I'll rebook it. Like, because usually you can just cancel your flight. Then her, no, not economy light. You can't cancel either. Me. What?
Also, you can't upgrade horizontally me shaking.
Me like this. Okay, so I was like, okay. So, and then I looked and there's loads of like thousands of reviews online being like, we got caught for this. Don't be careful. Like everybody, they were like, you don't have a bag, like in big capital letters, you don't have a bag included when you're on this thing. Like you have to do this. Like everyone knew. Obviously, we did it. Like, and then, so then I was like, okay. Less. So obviously this isn't going to work because my mom needs baggage when she's going over, and I was being really calm, like just chilling, like
be
like,
now is she going over in the summer? A few bikinis,
yeah, me to Lindsay, a few cami tops, a few sarongs, she's grand. 7kg,
you know what I mean. And also there's that hack on her at the moment, people are bringing a pillow on a flight but then stuffing the pillow
and stuff. I was thinking that for her as well, but my mom would be up in the heat doing that. But then I was also like, I'll get a few spawn girlies in Perth to dress her.
But that's what I'm thinking. And also, if it's going to be 3 grand, doll, I'll be upgrading my entire wardrobe. Don't you worry. I'll do it when I'm over.
But basically then, right, I was like, at the end of the booking, there was a place where you could like add extra cabin luggage. So I was like, at least you'd have 14. Yeah. So it's like, the link has expired, but can I add extra cabin luggage? Because she was literally like, I can't do anything for you, basically. I was like, okay, let me add the extra cabin luggage then. And then she's like, oh, can you do that? And I was like, yeah, I came up at the end for me to do it, but the link's expired, now I can't click on it. She goes, please hold, right? Then, thank you for ringing Malaysia Airlines. Please rate your call out of 1 to 5. She hung up on me, right?
You're joking me.
Hung up on me, right? So then I rings back, and Lindsay said she was after talking to this one, and there was a dog barking in the background, right?
Or a fox.
Or a fox, we don't know. They're around the place, apparently. But this one answers, there's the dog barking in the background. So I was like, that's someone who Lindsay was talking to. And then also, she probably recognised my number because she was like, hi, Chloe here. And then I was like, hi, Chloe. I was just talking to her colleague and she kind of hung up on me. And then she was like, I can't hear you. And then I was like, what? She's like, I'm so sorry, I can't. And I was like, Chloe. I was like, Chloe, you can hear me.
Where are they based?
I don't know, it's a call center, like, so I don't know where it was. But I goes, Chloe, you can hear me. But Chloe was so bad at acting, she goes, Chloe, babe, you can hear me. And she goes, no, I can't hear you. So she responded to me, right? And then she was like, so I can't hear you, so I'm going to now end the call. And I was like, please, Chloe, don't
hang up.
Is this
awful? I'm kind of obsessed with her.
Yeah,
I kind of love Chloe.
She goes, I'm not dealing with your own bullshit today. And I goes, no, please, Chloe, please don't hang up on me. Like, I need to sort this out. And then, boom. She goes, I'm hanging up, sorry. And then just hung up on me. So now my mum is 7kg going to Perth. So if anyone knows a hack, let me know.
Oh, babe, it hasn't been rectified.
No, babe. I spent the day trying to find it. I think we're going to have to post her bag through, like send my bag like a different way.
Or any other Irish girlies going over to Perth in the interim.
I want
to
bring over Nuala Kirby's clothes.
And there's a 9 grand man mug and a toad in it for ye.
I was, then Lindsay to me, I messaged him on Facebook. She was like, I'm going to tell them you have a podcast. I was like, Malaysia Airlines doesn't care.
No, they're not going to care. You're not, babe, you're not dragging the podcast into that, sorry.
And since then, I have been talking to a few people about it, and they've been like, yeah, you are a bit slow, like, you do have to check everything, like, with a fine-tooth comb. And I was like, I know, babe, but, like, every other flight I booked, it never was the case. And as well, even if I did make a mistake before, I was allowed to just add a bag. Like, even with this tier, economy light.
Also, answer me this, is it light, L-I-T-E?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I knew it would be.
And it should be like economy fuck you, because you're not allowed to do anything.
They don't give a fuck.
But with this tier, you can't even access manage my booking online. It's like manage my booking.
You have to fly to Malaysia.
You have to ring them every time you want to access economy light and talk to them about it.
No wonder Kathy was hanging up inside in the call centre. She's probably bae from answering the phone.
And literally, when I was talking to Lauren, the one before that, who hung up on me as well, I was literally like, babe, oh, you definitely get these like complaints about a million times a day. And she literally just goes, yeah, we do. And then that was
then
it.
Then change it all.
But she had no power. Like, they obviously didn't have any power to do anything. But like, it's just a money-making scheme, that thing. Anyway, rant over.
It is awful. When you're working for a crowd and you kind of know the system is flawed, but you can't help because you're like at the bottom of the tier.
Mm-hmm. I used to be me when I used to work in Pizza East and I was on reception. People used to come up and want to use their fob, but if it's over 4 people, they can't. And I'm like, well, it's over 4 people, you can't. So now I had to start telling them before they sat down, even though we weren't supposed to. But I was like Robin Hooding the place.
Also, in those situations when you have essentially made a mistake, be it through your own fault or just like the website's fault, we'll say, or Malaysia Airlines.
Stop gesturing to me saying your own fault.
No, but I'm trying to back you up. I'm saying when people then go, No, that is your fault, you should have been more vigilant and stuff. That's not helpful. Just tell me the other crowd are in the wrong, regardless of what you believe.
Yeah, me ready to start playing Everybody Makes Mistakes, Miley Cyrus. Everybody has those days. I was like, babe, nobody's perfect. We all got to work it.
It's also like in those scenarios, you know, we're having like a fight with a fella or something, and then you tell your friend, they're like, oh no, you shouldn't have done that. No, doll. If I wanted this type of talk, I'd have gotten onto his friends and told him what I'd done. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You have to defend me like it's a dying wish.
Yeah, even if I'm completely in the wrong and I'm telling you.
Which typically I am, because I'm chaos.
I want you to say, oh my God, how fucking dare he? You know what I mean?
Bitch, I know I'm in the wrong, but I'm having a bad time, so I want you to massage my ego.
We want delusion. And also, you can also, do you know what I do sometimes? If someone is telling me that and they are in the wrong, I agree with them and I'm like, yeah, fuck, he shouldn't have done that. Yeah. He shouldn't have, and then I go, but like,
You have to slip it in some capacity.
You slip it
right?
in a bit, in a small way, but in general.
You lube it up and you slip it in.
Oh,
lots of lube. Also, speaking of stress, I was stressed off my head last Sunday because it was London Pride on the Saturday and you know me, I don't do well when I'm too many days on the drinkies. And it's been a sociable June. It's been a sociable June.
It has.
So then it came to the Sunday and it's my friend Julie's birthday.
Hi, Julie. I know her too. Happy birthday, babe.
Hi, Julie Max. I'd been drinking all day the Saturday and I was in no humour, like whatsoever. And I was like, I can't do it. But also, Julie's one of my good friends. And I was like, I have to do something. So I was like, oh, well, at least I won't be in the doghouse if I was to rock up to her gaff with a bouquet of flowers before they were headed to the pub. Anyway, got onto my bike, headed down to Hackney. was cycling around, not one flower shop open. I was up in a heap. I was like, are you for real? At one point, I was like, passing a nice house with a nice garden. I was like, I'm going to have to pop in there and do a few snips.
Yeah, you're going to pick a few dandelions.
Do you know what I mean? I was honestly on my last tether and I was like, I can't do it. And I was like, this just turned out as a goodwill gesture. And I was hungover and now I was sweating on my bike. I didn't want to move that day. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, I gave up. I was like, there was a small Tesco and I was like, maybe I could get like two bunches in the small Tesco and add them together. Rocked up to the small Tesco, closed as well. I was like, absolutely not.
No.
So you know what? I sat down on the steps and I was like, I'm just going to chill out here. Because I was getting really stressed and I was like, I'm just going to listen to a nice track. I'm not going to go. I'll explain to Julie later that I couldn't join him in the pub. But that I'll see her during the week for a bite to eat or something. I take her to lunch. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Sitting down on the steps outside Tesco, literally rattled, right? From the drink and everything. Next thing. I was there about 20 minutes. Next thing, who rounds the corner? Julie and her gang. Kevin! Next thing,
no!
Were you waiting for us? Little did I know, I was about 2 minutes from the pub they said they were going to, the Kenton, which is actually gorgeous.
Oh no!
I was literally like this, I was shivering and I was like, oh my god, they were like, and you brought your bike as well? Me, yeah!
You, surprise!
Me, woo!
Surprise!
Can't wait to party with y'all! Girls, I was shaking, I was like, I have to go now, like, what could I say? And I was like, oh yeah! I was like, what took you guys so long? I didn't even know what time it was. I think I fell asleep on the steps because I was so startled when they actually said hi. Anyway, we rounded the corner. I had to go with him then. I had to be a good sport and I was like,
yeah, obviously, yeah.
But Carlos, I had one vodka coke in me and I was having a scream then. Also, in this particular establishment, I was having a laugh. There was three lads worked there, right? And you won't believe this. They were all models and they all had gorgeous hair and they were kind of loving the banter. And I was like, come here. I was like, I put you through to judges' houses. I was like, you need to start a band.
You were the life and soul then when you were going.
That kind of vibes. I had my second vodka coke then. I was having a laugh anyway. I'm not sure if you saw my story, right? But there was a girl there who I'm friends with. Again, I won't say names. But in case you missed that my story, I have to tell you here because it was the funniest thing she was telling me.
I didn't actually... I saw that you were out and I couldn't get over you out on the Sunday again because that's so unlike you.
I couldn't believe it either.
Me,
so unlike me.
Me, Kevin's unhinged. Me ready to text you about what happened. But then I didn't actually watch the story, so tell me as well because I'm so intrigued.
So basically, we were at the bar and my friend was telling me she had been on a first date recently. Anyway, she said, your man rocked up to the first date with his dog, right?
Aww.
Which she said was kind of cute, but also kind of annoying because she was like, oh, it's a bit of a safety crutch and you're kind of spending a lot of time talking with the dog.
Also, kind of like a fuckboy behaviour.
Kind of fuckboy
like
behaviour. And as
yeah,
well,
kind of
she
is,
said
actually, yeah.
It was like the main feature of his Hinge profile as well was like all the stuff
okay.
with the dog. And she's like, I want to get to know you. Also, like someone said as well, I'm not sure who, I think I saw on Twitter, when there's a dog in the pub, it's going to be the most popular person in the pub.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she sat down, they're having a dinner, but she's kind of loving it because she said as well, when the conversation ran dry, they were able to kind of turn their attention to the dog and be like,
so,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
How's the dog doing?
It's like an assist within the day.
A safety blanket, right? It's kind of nice. Anyway, it comes around to ordering food. They order their meals. And then he ordered the mackerel for his dog. He ordered a plate of mackerel.
A deboned, I hope.
Deboned, hopefully. God love the dog.
The dog like this.
I was like, what type of dog was it? We were all like wondering. We wanted the deets. Yeah. And she was like, I don't know. And we were like, what size? And she goes, medium.
What size?
Which I couldn't get 12. Over.
I'd say about a 12, probably a 10 in Zara.
I'm still laughing at her calling it a medium dog. Anyway, it was all well and good. Obviously, he's looking after the dog. Now, a plate of mackerel as well. I didn't ask her how much it was, but I'd imagine not too cheap, right? But it came round to the bill then, and this is the piece de resistance, the climax of the story. He asked her to go halves on the bill, but sure, he's after two dinners. The dog's tucking into the fish. I was like, I couldn't get over it.
No, obviously we stand it's like he doesn't have to pay the whole thing. Like we're not saying he has to pay the whole thing.
Yeah, it's not that at all.
Like even if he goes, do you want to go halves? But I'll obviously pay for the dog's meal because like it's my child.
Exactly, like you'd imagine. Now, she said she had a really nice date. I think she actually ended up going on a second date, but I think he actually took the dog to the second date as well.
No, run, girl. The dog's, his personality is like...
It's kind of his personality.
The dog will be having sex with you next.
Also, the dog's probably saying, would you ever fucking leave me at home? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, the dog's wrecked. The dog's like, I can't go on another date, Graham. You know what I mean?
Mackerel again! You know what I mean?
Also, can dogs eat mackerel?
Well, apparently. I've never even had mackerel and he's treating his dog to it. Also, at the same time, I'm like, geez, he's looking after his dog, so he'll probably look after you.
If you're a dog person, right? Like, fair enough. Yeah, that's grand. And if you cleared it with the person before you went on the date, fair enough, right? But... Yeah. Treat your dog like if you were like a parent. Like you wouldn't bring your child on a first date with you if you were meeting someone.
I think that's a good shout. I mean?
Like say you have to
obviously if you're going to the park and something, that would be nice and you bring the dog to the park and maybe a third date or a fourth date.
But also what if the dog gets attached to this new person then you're after dating them twice and then they never see him again, the poor dog.
I didn't even think of that. That's like Marley and Me. Well actually I can't remember the plot of Marley and Me.
No, it's not. That's not like Marley and Me, but yeah.
Well, the dog probably did get attached to Jennifer Aniston.
Well, who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? Now, I was on a date before. The person didn't bring the dog, but there was a dog in there, right?
Yeah.
And it was lovely. Like it's a dog. Everyone loves a dog. Do you know what I mean? If you don't like dogs, like you're a bit weird.
Well, Sadie hates Morphin. Sadie hates dogs. No, she doesn't hate
Well, unless you've had a traumatic experience as a child where like one attacked you or whatever, understandable. But I'm talking about if you generally dislike them.
Yeah, if you actively don't like dogs, like there's something happening.
It's a bit weird. But anyway, we had the part and it was nice because obviously the dog had like ran near our feet at one point and we were like, oh, cute, look at the dog. But then the person I was on the date with kept getting distracted by the dog and he was going... Oh, look at the dog, it's so cute. I'm going, yeah, like we saw it. Like, have you never seen a dog? Like, what is this? Like, are we living in some planet where dogs don't exist? Like, we see dogs every day of our lives.
Is this the fella that you end up getting with? Is this your boyfriend? Like,
anyway, moving on. It was our first date.
Oh, brilliant.
I think it's a nice segue because, well, we'll talk about the theme in a minute, but it wasn't enough to give me the ick, but it was. I was kind of like, that's annoying.
Speaking of icks, let's get into the team because I spent the first half of this podcast just talking about stories. That's what happens when we haven't caught up in ages. Anyway,
that's what happens.
The team this week is the ick.
Alexa, play Sheba by Lady Gaga on Spotify.
I can't find the song Sheba by Lady Gaga on Spotify.
What's it called? Sheba.
This one's for
Alexa.
Jerry.
Play Shaiba by Lady Gaga on Spotify.
I can't find the song Shuba by Lady Gaga on Spotify.
What's it fucking called?
Because it's not called Sheba, babe.
I thought it was called Shaiba.
You checked the...
there.
Shaiba.
Babe, it's not Shaiza. Wait there.
Alexa, play the German one by Lady Gaga on Spotify.
Shaiba.
It's
okay.
Called Shaiba.
Alexa... Play Shaiba by Lady Gaga on Spotify.
Sheba by Lady Gaga.
Yes. She's a Sheba. My dad delighted.
I love it. This one's for you, Jerry.
Ow! Asked to be clear.
This song does something to my body.
I want to learn German when I hear this.
Yeah, it does. It does something to me.
I want
to
be in the Berghain wearing leather and sweating all around the gaff.
It's when it goes... Ding, ding, ding. This bit.
Claire, it's like, the monster.
Stop.
Girl, I don't know what she's saying, but I am living. Me when I heard it first. I should be blogging. This bit. When the beat kicks in.
Yeah, pop the chest, girlies. And then you have to like...
Also, I've never been to a Lady Gaga concert, but I feel like she goes off in this.
Yeah, because she'd be like, come on, are you jumping? She'd be always like that.
Alexa, stop. Shababy man.
I love when she goes down the register and she's like, ah, are you jumping?
Also, speaking of that, for those of you who are obsessed with Fastlane and want to know like some of the context behind some of the lyrics, there's actually a Lady Gaga reference in the song that most people might know about it. But in the last chorus, PJ says, PJ goes, I want to see y'all jumping. And you know that video of that icon, the monster, and he's like in his bedroom and he does the Alejandro track.
Yeah. Now, I misquote him. I misquote him because he says something else, but, like, it's the same kind of energy.
It's the same energy. I would die for that boy. I want to know what he's doing now, and I hope he's doing well.
There's also... Yeah, he was a dope. There's also a viral video of at a Lady Gaga concert to this song, and she goes... The fan is doing the choreography in the crowd, and she goes, "Get up!" And he does it.
Yeah, she calls him up, and he does it, and he's so good.
He's unreal.
My dad. It was actually my dad.
It was actually Jerry Toomey.
Marry the Nice.
Also, people are like, that has nothing to do with the team. It does, because at the start of the song, she goes, "Ick."
So BJ goes to me before, and BJ was like, "What are we doing for this song?" And then I was like, "We're doing Shaiba by Lady Gaga." And he's like, "What?" And I was like, "The first word's ick."
And he goes, "Stunning, let's put it in."
Sorry, but the way my brain works. Oh,
I love it, girly.
Snatch me up.
But we're talking about getting the ick just because it's my favourite thing to talk about. I just think, because I love when they're so niche and like, you're like,
when they're so specific. Yeah, when they're so specific, it honestly warms the cockles of my heart.
No, it does give me kind of anxiety because I'm like, we can't do anything anymore without getting, saying it's the ick, but whatever.
And that's the thing, and I never really see Lance going on about girls giving them the ick, which I love because it's like this power that like, the girlies have, the girlies and the gays and the days, they have the power to control the icks. Yeah.
Do you, like, obviously we touched on it earlier with the not getting attention and the dog getting attention. But do you have, like, a big ick when it comes to other people? Like if someone did something, you'd be like, oh, nah.
I've never really gotten the ick in a dating sense. There is one thing that will literally send me sideways, and it's goodbye and God bless when it happens.
Okay.
And that's, and this is in like a relationship sense, or even, I think I'd unfriend someone. Can you get the ick from a friend?
Yeah, you can.
It's when the heel part of their sock is twisted round to the front. And then to add insult to injury, it's when it's like kind of like a novelty sock, or not a novelty sock, but you know, the kind of the Dunstore stripey ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine on socks is when it's an ankle sock. I'm like, what?
Oh,
are you
ankle
doing?
Socks as well, or like, you know, I can appreciate the aesthetic of a man's foot. That's the way I'm wording it. But then the
Patreon girls know Kevin's son of ours.
But the attraction dissipates if the trainer's taken off to reveal an ankle sock. You know what I mean?
It doesn't do it for me. It makes your feet look like, you know, when people draw cartoon feet. It's like very like that. They look like very like the witch's shoes under the thing in Wicked. Isn't it? It's very that. I hate, like, the thing that gives me the on footwear is any lad in a Chelsea boot. Get it away from me if you're wearing a Chelsea boot.
Actually,
I do not want to see it. Get away. And also, when we were growing up, I was an early adopter of the ick. But if I saw anyone, especially in Irish college when you were mixing classes, anyone in a Dew Barry shoe. Anyone in a Dew Barry shoe.
Oh my God, I completely
disagree. You didn't have a Dew Barry shoe.
I was obsessed with the Dew Barry girlies.
No, oh I my hate, God. No, sorry, I know all the, anyone from Sculvera who's listening, you lit warm definitely, no. But no to the Dews.
I wanted to be part of the Dew Barry crew.
No, yeah, you didn't.
And on my school uniform, you could only wear black. And I remember just thinking, oh, if I could only wear Dew Barry's.
It's so funny. That's when you see the North outside, because everyone up by me were wearing black Fila runners and pretending
they
were
shoes. Yeah, and TNs and stuff. Who would be doing that? Have you any grasp of how the world works?
No, I haven't worn a shoe for a job since. I don't know. Like, I have to wear shoes my whole school. I haven't worn shoes for anything since.
For anything. What are your, like, proper icks? Do you have any like that? Or is there anything like Hosey does that kind of turns you off a smally bit?
Not really. Like, not Hosey, really. Yeah. I talked about, like, my big ones before, like, when people say me thinks and stuff, that, like, wrecks my head, or, like, hobs, all that stuff.
Well, I had a definition of ick up there earlier, just in case we weren't specific enough.
Give us the definition of the ick.
So, Urban Dictionary says... An ick is something that someone does that's an instant turn off for you, making you instantly hate the idea of being with them romantically.
Sorry, I just got a sneeze.
Bless you. Example, friend. Oh my God, did you see, insert name here, picking his nose? That's such an ick. Now, on nose picking. Sometimes my nose is just crusty.
Babe, you pick your nose more than anyone I know, and you flick it around the gaff.
No, I don't flick it around the gaff. I'm about to flick you into next week, you stupid prick.
Babe, I'll get the boyfriend on the pod there now and he'll back me up.
I'm always wanting to better myself. I've actually stopped picking my nose, but one thing
Babe, I was recording with you yesterday and you were taking for gold when we were on
no,
the call.
No, darling.
I have video footage.
No, darling, I wasn't picking my nose. I have actually a really hairy nose just because you've no pubes on your body. Like, you would know what it's like to have hairs up your nose. But one thing I've allowed myself to do is when I'm hungover, I am allowed to pick my nose on a hangover day. Because I'm like, I wanna, but because, you know, the hangover snots.
You're allowing yourself to do that.
Yeah.
I do something which kind of gives me the ick, and I blow my nose in the shower. Do you know, like, I blow it in the shower.
Oh, yucky.
In that manky.
That's yucky yuck. Pooey wooey. Yeah.
Well, at least it's in the shower and not flicking it around the bedroom.
I don't do that, actually. Flicking it in the bin. On things to do with, like, bad habits like that. My bad habits lead to you.
Stop singing and cheering.
I actually think that song's a bomb, but
I know you love it.
On bad habits, it's I'm not a fan of people who bite their nails. You know when they look pure bit off.
Yeah. I know what you mean. And then they're like, scratchy scratched or like a razor blade. Then you could cut someone.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like nail biting or picking.
I don't have that many icks for someone. If it happens in a moment, I get it. But I have loads of like self icks where I embarrass myself all the time.
Yeah, given to me.
Literally, the one thing I was the other day, and I know it's me being polite, but if I'm holding the door open for people, I just give myself the ick. Like, I'm just standing there holding the door open. I'm mortified. And
I kind of live for it.
No, I don't. When I'm holding, I can't. I'm so embarrassed. And especially, Joe, if you hold the door open and then someone walks through, and then the next person who you aren't holding the door open for doesn't know whether you're holding it for them or not, and you have to go, no, yeah, go on, you too. And then it's kind of a stream of people, and you're like, when will this door? I am now the person who holds this door. I'm not going to be able to do anything else in my life. And it goes on forever until someone goes, I'll hold it now, and you swap. That gives me the ick. I can't do it.
I'd actually appreciate you for doing that. I wouldn't think that's embarrassing.
No, it's so embarrassing.
It's so selfish. See, the thing is, right, as a person, I'm not trying to sound unreal or whatever. I'm not trying to sound like I love myself, because I know that's like the worst thing you can do in Ireland is love yourself. But
God forbid you had confidence.
But I don't really get embarrassed that easily, right?
Mm.
But one thing, and again, here I was like, I'm not going to bring the fella into another ep and talk about him. But one thing I was actually mortified about when we went on holidays, when we went to Malta. Went for a swim in the sea, right? Well, I did. He didn't go in. And it was me struggling to come out of the sea. And you know when it's kind of it's unlevel footing and stuff, and I'm kind of tripping in those waves, and and you know it's like that bit where you're just about to come right up onto the sand, but that's when you're like most unstable, and there's a few stones, and it's kind of sore. I was like, I look like an absolute embarrassment coming out of this ocean, to the point where I wouldn't get in the sea again.
No, it is very cringe, and it's cringe. You're trying to hold your core to within an inch of his life so you don't fall over.
It's, yeah, and exactly.
And then when the wave hits you and you're like this.
And you're like this. And also I look shocking, like when, you know the way I think I spoke about me not being able to open my eyes before in water and stuff, which I'm really trying to do, because I love the idea of like, if I was to visit you doing the sea swims, maybe giving them a bash. But then I'm like I don't want to be spotted, because when I come up over the water, I have to like rub my eyes for ages.
Yeah. What I do though is I taught you on about the goggles. Hair and to get the hair going. No, I wouldn't wear the goggles. In the sea swims, I couldn't. I'd be too embarrassed. No.
Yeah.
Or is it kind of comedy? Would it be kind of hilarious if I walked down in my goggles, me and Harry Styles?
Yeah, I kind of love the idea of it.
Another ick that I was like for myself is, and I do it every time, but I still do it, is when I'm posting a dump on Instagram. Like, so if I'm doing an Instagram dump of like the weekend or on holiday or anything, I think it's so, it gets me the ick, like. I just think it's embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah, I just think it's a bit cringe. Like when I'm putting it together and I'm like checking it and I'm like rearranging this and I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. And then I'm
really?
Yeah, I think it's so, and as well, it's so curated and it's like, it's like so curated but relaxed at the same time, and everyone's trying to be like,
oh, I get
they're
you.
Like, oh, I don't mind. I'm just like throwing all my, like, this is life lately, like, and but I'm like, but it's so put together, and it's trying to look all this nonchalant, and I'm like, no, babe,
you. I get you.
And I'm so embarrassed, and I'm doing it, and then I'm posting it, being like, oh, just life lately, girls. You know what I mean?
But no, I'm trying to think, and I'm kind of mortified. I'm kind of giving myself the ick, saying that I don't have any self-ix, which is hilarious. And I think half of my personality is kind of being a bit of a dork.
Yeah, but that's like kind of endearing.
Oh, thank you, baby. It's all put on. I'm really cool. I'm actually really cool.
Another one I have is when you're walking down the street and you're walking towards someone that you don't really know, but you need to say hi because you're like, you have to acknowledge they exist, but you don't really know them. Yeah. But I do this thing, I think it's from growing up in the north or something, but I don't say the word hi, I go, how's it going? How's it going? How's it going? Like, I don't say it, I just go, how's it going? And I'm like, what's that? Every time I do it, and I can't stop myself. So I'd walk past someone in Blarney Street when I'm home, and it'd be like someone who used to like drink with my dad in the pub. They'd be like, hi, PJ, and I go, how's it going? And then they go, grand, and I go, hi. And I can't stop myself from doing it.
That's gay fear, babe, and that's toxic masculinity. Yeah.
Yeah, but it gives me the ick.
Don't put that on yourself at all.
Also, last one. Sorry, last now.
Oh, I'm loving that you have so many things that turn you off yourself.
I get, and this gave Jose the ick about me. Well, he's saying it didn't, but it did.
The mansplaining.
Not the mansplaining.
But there's that as well. Okay. What's the other
one? That's a running joke. That's different. It's that I get too competitive. Like, So over like the smallest tasks, like we did this, there was this thing called the Sprite Challenge on TikTok where you literally just see who downs a bottle of Sprite. And like he was like, let's do a video, like a cute video of us trying to do it. And then I was like, yeah, cool. I was like, oh my God, we're trying to down the Sprite. And then the minute the bottle touched my lips, I was like, I'm going to win. It just something clicked to me. I'm a Capricorn or something. And I just started downing it. And he was like, oh my God, you're downing it. And I was like, yeah. I was like, shh. I was like, I'm ready, I'm going to win. And then afterwards, he was kind of like, okay, I thought it was going to be fun. And then he just got the ick and didn't want to see me for the rest of the day.
I saw the video, you were like someone on Takeshi's Castle, the way you were doing it. I was like, is he for real?
But also, I took it way too serious. I was so cringed out. And I was like, Tim, I was like, you got the ick off me doing that. And he was like, no, I didn't. And I could see in his eyes, I was like, you did. You didn't want to touch off me.
See, I knew you were kind of competitive. I kind of like it because it kind of makes me a bit more competitive and stuff. But like, I'm loving that, like, Jose, because you're like only living together like 6 months, that he's still learning stuff about you.
Yeah. Well, he always knew I was competitive, but not in like, not when it comes to the Sprite Challenge. Like,
when it comes to soft drinks.
Yeah.
Right, so we actually put a call out on our Instagram to find out what gives you girlies the ick. Not just about, like, a potential love interest, but also, have you any self-icks that have turned yourself off yourself?
No, which I found interesting was that we got loads more responses about self-icks than what you feel like the ick of another person
really
gives you. And then I was like, girls, we have to be kinder to ourselves as well. Obviously, this is fun and we're having a laugh when we're talking about icks, but, like, stop. It's way easier to pick yourself apart and put yourself down. So stop doing that. End of motivational speech. Right?
What we do first? We do icks about other people.
Yeah, icks about other people. This okay, one's hilarious. I just thought it was funny. Someone just goes, saying I miss you or getting or I'm excited to see you, get a fucking life.
Oh no, I like that.
No, but you know when some people are like, oh my God, I miss you, can't wait to see you. And I'm like, but we have no plans to see each other in the near future. I know it's nice sometimes, it is.
Yeah.
And to be honest, when I need it, I need it on a Sunday. If you're going to send me the miss you text, send it to me on the Sunday. On a Friday, sure, I'm just ready for the weekend, I'm ready to party. I want the miss you text on a Sunday.
It's understandable on a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so someone messaged and said, my most unreasonable ick I've ever had was when I saw a lad driving and he had a sports half-zip jumper hanging up in the back of his car and I got the ick. Why do you need to hang up a sports half zip? I kind of get it.
Like you'd hang up a suit.
Like the way you'd hang up a suit. But it was a sports half zip.
No. If you say sports half zip one more time, I'm going to run away from this call.
But I feel like lads in Ireland don't even own suits. They all just own sports half zips.
They do. And I never in my life. Oh, did I ever have a sports half zip?
I have one, but it's Patagonia and it's vintage, so it's kind of sliving.
Oh, so it's kind of sliving. What kind of sliving for that?
Kind of sliving for the sports half zip.
When boys have pasta sauce around their mouth.
That's never going to be enjoyable.
It's not. And I always have to be like, babe.
But I wouldn't even tolerate it when we were children. I remember like even being like in school and at lunchtime and someone would have something saucy and I'm like, wipe your mouth, you bloody animal.
But it's so hard to get off as well. If you ever put pasta sauce into a Tupperware, RIP the Tupperware.
RIP.
Some eco-friendly designer now, take note, you can use it to dye your clothes.
Right. My friend in work's ick is when he orders soup of the day. That's a selfie, is it? I love soup of the day. Especially if it's an Irish soup.
Yeah, but then I'm like, is soup of the day just the shock and soup that they want to get rid of? And is it not soup of the day? Has it been soup of the week and they're just trying to get rid of it on that day?
You need to counter.
Do you know what I mean?
And if so, like, it means they're doing a good job because, like, they're thinking about waste and they're getting rid of the veg in the pantry that's going off.
Yeah.
Megan Burke wrote in and said, a man going for a header and missing the ball. Honestly, I'd be going to a load of matches and I hate when that happens when I'm watching the matches.
These are supposed to be anonymous, but thank you for that one, Megan. One time, a guy I had dated twice sent me a Valentine's letter in the post that exploded confetti when I opened it. I've never experienced the ick like it.
Now, I'd be allergic to the mess.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine if you got a Valentine's letter, you're on a date and you're like, oh my God, he got me a letter. And then the confetti explodes. It's giving too much.
But kind of living for the camp nights. Woo!
But then I have to get the Hoover out. Yeah.
If you get the Hoover, I wouldn't be able. Yeah. I still have glitter all over the floor of my bedroom from the weekend. I'm just like, oh.
Really?
I'm going to have to stay put.
That's the one thing no one talks about with Pride is the glitter. The glitter cleanup afterwards.
Oh my
yeah.
God. Even our table in the kitchen is ruined from the time we did it like 2 years ago. Like there's still
really?
Like, yeah, there's still like glitter ingrained into it.
There was a couple of these, which so it's actually an ick for a few people. Velcro wallets. Imagine him going, I'll pay for this, and then the sound.
But is it kind of cool?
No, it's like we could reclaim it to be cool, but now it's just giving, it's like magic with the Velcro. How much is this?
But on that, someone said it gives them the ick when someone pays with their Apple Watch or Fitbit. And I can completely understand that.
I completely understand that.
I'm a bit in between two minds with the Apple Watches, right? Because in one respect, I do think they'd be really handy to have. You know what I mean? Especially like going to the gym and just having the music playing off the Apple Watch and doing bits. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, is it giving Lego Man?
Everyone who wears an Apple Watch kind of gives me the ick. And I'm sorry, Patrick. I know you have one.
Sorry, Patrick.
But he'd be breaking it every second day. So does he even have one at the moment? You
does
know
he even
mean?
Have one? Before he was at a guy's house and he forgot.
Can he say it?
He left his Apple Watch there, right? And then your man shouted out the window of the bedroom, right? You forgot your Apple Watch. And Walter's like, all right. He goes, just throw it down there. Flung it, right? Smashed in the driveway. And Baldrick wakes up and was just like, what the fuck? And then he was like, oh, is it all right? And Baldrick goes, yeah, perfect. Never to see him again, I'd say. What a laugh. I'd be raging.
Yeah, I'd be raging. I would be absolutely raging.
Now, this is one of my favourites that's been submitted.
Okay.
My ex's favourite TV show was Nationwide, Severe Ick. How is his favourite show Nationwide? Now I kind of love it again because I'm like, oh, is he just the most Irish fella ever?
I kind of love it as well, but it is a bit of a nick.
Does he sit down with a paddy cap and just watch Nationwide of the evening? I'm like, oh, is that a simpler life?
I do think, yeah. And then I'm like, sometimes the things that are giving people, kind of, I'm like, or is it giving them character?
Yeah. And is it like, character? Is it like, they're not just following the crowd, they're not a sheep, they're a shepherd?
Something actually that gives me another ick, just when you said paddy cap there, is when lads go, we go for a few scoops. We go for a few pintines. I'm like, just say, do you want to go?
Nobody says pintines.
They do.
It's beveragino or nothing. Or drinkies. Yeah, like, you can say drinkies.
Yeah, you can say drinkies. Stop saying a few scoops. A few scoops of what, like? You don't scoop it.
If I lived in Ireland, would I be saying a few scoops the whole time?
No, am I loving it the more I say it?
What did I say to you there one night we were sitting down in your living room? And I was going, are you for real, lad?
Yeah, so basically we were just talking in my front room. And like, we were just having a laugh, obviously, because we do. And then next thing, I said something and Kevin goes, are you for real, lad? And I was like, what the fuck just possessed you?
It just comes out of me when I return to Ireland. I just turn a bit more like that.
Your whole demeanour changed. You went, are you for real, lad? I was like, Jesus Christ, he's playing minors next.
I was only short a pair of bootleg jeans and a black shoe. Now, people say that that would give them the ick, but I think it's kind of hot. I love when lads lack self-awareness.
No, we talked about this before. Like, hot lads who have shit style are really sexy.
Yeah.
Like, anyone who's wearing Emporio Armani is, like, hot.
Hot.
Someone just said, Superdry, agree with you.
Someone said, when he waves for the bill in a restaurant but gets ignored. Also, people say when he runs for the bus, but he misses it.
Yeah, that happened. No, it's when you wave for it and it drives past you. So in Dublin, it's murder. The bus drivers are like, you're at their will. So like, when you wave for the bus, if they're like, I don't like the look here, I don't want to... They just drive past you and you have no way of proving that they didn't stop. So like, when I first got here, I just was just texting, waiting for the bus. And they just drove past me. So now... Because in London, they have to stop at every bus stop. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, over here, you have to wave them down. And I was, like, waving, like, mad one day. And it just drove straight past me. And then I just had to look around and, like, slowly lower my hand. I was more...
How did you only find that out when you moved to Ireland that you have to wait for the bus?
Because usually in London, they just stop for me.
Had you ever gotten a bus in Ireland?
Well, we got the number two, but the number two...
I don't travel by the bus. I get driven everywhere, mummy.
I used to get the number two in Cork, but like the old ones would be always at the post waiting for the bus, so they'd stop it.
Yeah, that's true. And my thing as well, right, if it gives you the ick, if you're running for a bus and you miss it, just keep running and pretend you weren't running for the bus and just wave as if you're waving to your friends.
Pretend you're going for a jog in your jeans and your shorts.
Just keep running, girlies. That's a mantra for life. But just keep running, girlies. Keep swimming.
That's on that. Another tip is like when you wave at someone and they don't wave back at you, just pretend like they did. So I always go like this. So if I wave at someone and the person who I'm waving at doesn't wave back at me, I just look beyond them and I go...
Yeah, look beyond.
I go, I'll talk to you later. And then I just continue my life.
I think I gave my fella a bit of the ick there the other day because on like asking for the bill, I asked for the check.
The check.
I was like, can we get the check, please? Is that a bit mortifying?
That's kind of mortifying, the check.
I was trying to give the illusion of grandeur because we were in a nice place having, like, it was a really nice brunch spot.
Did you do the scribble in the air?
I kind of did it was definitely a bit of a, like, magic spell.
That gives me the selfic as well when I go, the bill, please, and I do my signature in the air.
No need for that.
And also, we do contactless. Do you know what I mean? Like, we should change the signal. Like, why are we scribbling in the air? Yeah.
To do that.
We should do the contactless tap-tap.
Now, there's also been a lot submitted that I just wholeheartedly disagree with.
Hit me if you were them.
Someone said when they adjust their penis or testicles. I kind of love it.
But you have to get them out the way.
And I kind of love it.
Do you? Oh, yeah.
It's kind of hard, isn't it?
A bit, yeah.
If someone's kind of doing this and they're kind of...
And they're kind of smelly dirty. We need to stop. This is very don't tell them.
And also another one I disagree with. When he can't drive. This is a personal attack.
When he can't drive, okay, just drag us, like. Sorry.
Yeah, homophobic is what that is, by the way.
When the only thing they eat in a restaurant is chicken nuggets and chips. Are you going out with a 15-year-old or what?
Yeah, that's called illegal.
I couldn't do it.
Is there people like that still?
I think there'll be a few, like, pure ones that, like, their mams just let them do it their whole lives, like.
Chicken nuggets and chips.
No. Lovely meal.
No. I've never had a craving more for chicken nuggets and chips since it's been mentioned.
I want to end the record and go get some chicken nuggets and chips right now.
A load of ketchup.
And mayo. Oh.
And get the ketchup all over my face. My mouth.
Also, a load of people said this. And I'm on the fence. What do you think of it? They said lads sending gifts.
Gifts or emojis?
Gifts, like GIFs.
Gifts. GIFs? You mean a GIF?
No, I was saying, does it sound like I'm saying gifts? Like presents? No, but gifts.
No, I got you. Gifts.
Yeah, like...
See, I think it's a big thing in gay culture. Like, I'm actually...
No, but you're addicted to it, right? We're going to have to talk about that.
I think someone who has, like, good meme game is like, oh, I always love it. Because I'm like, oh, what kind of memes do you find funny?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I get the girlies might like the lads doing this.
And as well, the lads are just sending the office memes, aren't they?
they're just sending the same ones all over, really, aren't they?
It's just The Office. Like, it is. Like, every gif I've ever gotten from a straight person has been of The Office TV show.
Or something to do with Chris Kamara or something.
Don't know who that is.
Sports commentator. Look at me doing the sports references. It's because I've been saying so many of them by straight lads. Straight lads. Air quotes. Just on another one that I disagree with, right? And again, I think it really shows the disparity or the differences between the gays and the girlies.
Okay. But
someone says, wearing old gym socks during sex.
Well, that's just the difference between someone who has a foot fetish and someone who doesn't.
No, like, I think lads kind of...
If someone was wearing old gym socks... In
okay, moving
year,
on!
I'd go, yuck. I'd go, yucky, yucky.
It's not even a bit hot.
No.
A small bit.
I'm not going to kink shame, but, like, no, it's not hot at all.
Last one, and I forgot that people still do this, but I saw someone doing it in the gym, and I was kind of going, like, do you want my password? But someone said he uses the YouTube app to listen to music on the go.
What?
People still do it. I suppose, like, Spotify, to be fair, if you're paying full whack, it's a tenner a month.
But it's free.
Oh, you can get the free version.
Yeah, but I'm sorry now, a tenner a month, doll. Just pay it. Like, sorry.
But babe, there's a fucking recession coming again or something, isn't there? I don't know. I don't like to think about it.
So they can't afford $2.50 a week.
When you break it down like that.
Yeah. Someone said this. When a man says, lecky pecky for electric picnic. That was Lynn. Who submitted that?
Lecky pecky.
Lecky pecky. Also, there was a fella yesterday when I was in yoga. He was like, yeah, I've been at the picnic now a few years. And I was like, what's the picnic? He was like, electric picnic. I was like, just call it electric picnic or EP. Lecky pecky.
I kind of love lecky pecky, I'm not going to lie. I kind of love lecky pecky. I've never wanted to go to electric picnic, but now that they're calling it lecky pecky, I'm like, get me a ticket.
Get me there.
Get me a ticket quick and I'm off to buy my tent in Argos after this and get some chicken nuggets.
Fuck, we have loads to do. Will we do a few selfies?
Oh, we have loads.
They're funny.
Let's do a few selfies.
This one goes, lowering myself into the bath.
But come here, baths are so hit and miss, and you think you've gotten the temperature right and it only takes is a couple of degrees.
Yeah, so that's why lowering yourself into it is so cringe, because you're trying to, like going in and out. Apparently, if you touch your elbow off the bath, that's like the temperature your body will feel. Your elbow.
Right. As opposed to your foot.
No, your hand. Like, say if you put your hand or your foot in, it's not the temperature of your whole body. But if you do your elbow, apparently that's it.
Oh, I get you. That makes sense, actually.
This girl obviously works in the tills because she goes, shouting next, please, when I'm at the tills. When this girl goes, when I'm carrying too many things at once to the extent I can't open a door and I have to put one of them down to do so. That's so true, because, like, do you ever go, especially when you're going from the car in home and you don't want to make two trips, you're carrying so much and then you're, like, kind of falling over. You're like, why am I being, just do two trips, you know what I mean?
Anything to do with lack of stability on your feet, because you're kind of going, yeah. You've known how to walk since the age of two. Like,
why am I tripping?
Cop yourself on, why am I tripping?
And it happens to me sometimes when I'm in, like, say if I go to the shop, if I go to, like, the supermarket after the gym, because I need to get a few bits, but then I end up getting... a lot of bits that, like, I need a bag, but not enough bits to warrant getting a bag because of the environment and stuff.
Because you're an eco queen and I kind of love it.
So I end up carrying, like, loads of them, and I'm just kind of walking. I'm so uncomfortable and I'm like, why didn't I just bring a tote?
Someone said, every time I sneeze and I say bless you, even when I'm alone. I kind of love it.
She says bless you when she sneezes on her own.
And I kind of love it.
She blesses herself.
Yeah, she said bless you.
No, that
would
wreck my head. No, that would wreck
my
head.
No, I kind of love it.
No, that would wreck
Someone
my
said,
head
whenever
so
I see my toes, which is presumably every day, so she must be having an awful time.
There was a couple of people who said when they see their feet, like, it's so funny, whenever I see my toes.
Oh, on your thing about, like, posting dumb, someone said just literally whenever I post on Instagram for some reason. I think there's a lot of anxiety surrounding people, like, posting on Instagram, especially people who don't do it regularly. Yeah. And you know what? I think, again, it's probably an Irish thing of, like, look at her posting pictures of herself. Doesn't she love herself? Post away, girlies.
Post. Always say post away. And if you want to follow some advice, our good friend Ailey taught us, post and go.
Post and go.
post and go, you post and then you come off all the apps and you don't look at them.
You put your phone on flight mode for half an hour minimum. And that's what I always do because I'm like, actually, it's the best way to go about things.
And also, do you know, it's so funny because I used to be pure nervous about posting about stuff as well. And then I just realized one day, no one cares what I do. So basically, they're like, I'm posting pictures on Instagram and I'm worried about people think, but no one's thinking anything because no one cares what I do. They care about themselves. So it's really freeing then, and you can just post as you want because no one gives a shit what you're doing.
Honestly, people really don't care what you do because people are so caught up in their own lives. You know what I mean? It's so true, isn't it, really? Yeah, and I know literally. Sometimes I probably need to take that advice more myself, but it really is true when you break it down.
It is. So you can just do whatever the fuck you want because no one is paying attention to you. And also, sometimes this happens as well. I'd be like going over and it's something that happened in my head. Like maybe I said something wrong when we were speaking at an event or like maybe I felt a bit awkward in a situation. But no one else will remember that.
Ever.
Because they don't get... And like there's been a few times where you've said something to me where you felt a bit like, oh, I was mortified in that. And I was like, what? So I was like,
No one notices.
So just whatever. Anyway.
Someone said when he eats my ass. But tell him you don't like it, Dolly. Also can't relate.
No, but maybe she loves and she's like...
He's not great at this.
Yeah. Or maybe she's just mortified that he's doing it, you know?
Oh, fairs. When they spit their chewing gum and kick it away.
But also don't do that.
Also don't do that because it costs the fucking council thousands of pounds to get the chewing gum off the roads.
And this episode has been sponsored to you
by Cork City Council.
Whenever I get drunk and I call the taxi driver Mr. Taxi Man, I'm guilty of doing that a few times. That's like mortified. Dude, you can be like, hi, Mr. Taxi Man. And you're oh my God, I'm actually cringing thinking about it.
Speaking of county councils, Dublin County Council will be giving me the ick because they put tarmacadam down on every surface that exists in Dublin. There'll be a load of cobbles and there'll be a bit of a hole and they'll be like, come on, tarmacadam. No, get some cobbles.
Yeah, and also, the cobbles are fucking glamour.
So they're gorgeous. Now, I'd be rickety-racking the cobbles sometimes. Especially too, there, like in Temple Bar. Especially if it's raining, it'd be like... I'm risking life and limb running on the cobbles, but also keep them.
It's just... Yeah, it's giving glamour. I love it. When you're zipping up a jacket and it gets caught, that's so embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing.
And you're trying to tug it, and then you have to do the whole thing where you're pushing it aside. And, like, there's been a few times I'd have to climb out of my jacket, like, and that's just so embarrassing.
Someone says, when a crush sends videos of them singing. What?
But who the fuck's doing that?
I'd prefer to be sent the video than this happened to my friend. He was on a date with a fella, right? And I think they were going for a walk near the beach. Remember I told you it was Billy? And he picked him up in his car, right, the fella. And then they pulled in somewhere and they were getting food or they got McDonald's or something. And your mum was like, yeah, he was like, I'm actually like a singer as well. Like I really like singing and I like do videos for like TikTok and stuff. And Billy was like, Oh, amazing, like, oh, fab, like, and he's like, yeah, do you want to hear one? And then it's like, you can't really say no. You can't really say no.
I listen to it later.
But then, but he was like, all right, yeah. And then he goes, and next thing your man just goes, too much of anything can make you
no!
sick. Even the book can be a curse. Now,
no.
Billy sent me your man's TikTok, and I was... convulsing. Because he's a fella who can carry a tune, but like, is giving it way too much kind of everything.
My sister's biggest fear is someone singing in front of her.
Yeah, that's completely understandable as well. That would... Because did you watch the newest season of Love is Blind?
I don't know.
Well, there was a scene, and he was very good, and it's not to say they're not a good singer, but it doesn't matter if they're good or not, it's just icky. But your man literally... at one point, and he'd always whip out his like ukulele and he'd be like, and anyway, he sang a song about your one, and I just remember one lyric and he went, my fiance is hot like Beyonce. And I remember just being like, I'm never gonna be able to watch this show again.
My fiance is hot like Beyonce.
But the words is, I haven't been able to get that lyric out of my head.
No, lyricist, get your songwriter. Anyway, will we go on to Mam Knows Best?
Let's go on to Mam Knows Best. Oh, that's really fucking cheered me up, those icks.
onto my, yeah, lads. Thanks so much for submitting them.
Thank you so much.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Right, onto my mammy.
My question today is, any tips for not overthinking what people think of you, both as a person and how you look? Well, dear listener, it seems you depend on others for both how you feel and how you look. You need to think in your own mind of what you think and feel yourself. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, especially nowadays, where there's so much pressure on everyone. I found self-talk is a good one. Like, I accept myself. I am here and now, and I like what I see. I like my style. I am comfortable in my body and how I look. Little steps at a time. It will take a lot of practice, rather, before you actually believe. Another good one is, I am open to all good today and I love myself. A very important one. Keep practicing and you eventually will feel better with your decisions. There are also a lot of self-help books out there which may help. Positive Thinking by Louise Hay is a good one, an American psychologist. And eventually you won't need anyone else's approval, only feel good about yourself. Good luck.
Come on, book recommendation.
I'm living for a mama. I never knew she was a self-help book reader.
I wasn't ready for the book recommendation. It really took me by surprise.
I am living for all your mom's positive affirmations. I had a great idea there halfway through for the next track. We're going to do, right, proper, like, club anthem, pure, like a load of just, like, music, bop. Right? And then when it, like, reaches, like, the climax before the chorus, your mom just goes, I like my style. Boom, 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 into it.
If any music producer is listening, Adam, do you listen to us or did you just do that one thing in punk? we want the remix.
I would love
that. I like my style.
I like my style. Boom, boom. And then, like, for like the next verse can be like something else. And she could do the whole, I'm open to good things. I love myself.
Boom, boom, boom. Basically, she's saying words of affirmation and we love it.
Yeah, it's true. One, like,
so
we've spoken about this loads before, but like, be kind to yourself. And also, it's actually great that we've kind of segued into this advice from your man, because it goes back to what we were saying about people don't care.
Yeah, people don't care.
But the thing is as well, like, one man's ick is another man's treasure.
I believe
Bruno Mars said it.
Basically, you're not going to please everybody, girlies. Yeah. That's what we're learning.
There's so no need to try.
Just fuck them. Do your own bits. Do your own thing. We're getting very live, laugh, love, are we?
We need to do a live, laugh, love
too
ep.
Yeah, we need to do that ep you want to do, that we want people to troll us, which I don't think I'm emotionally ready for.
Anyway, girlies, it's been a pleasure. I think our first remote record on Main has been a success.
It went well. Technical difficulties at the start aside when we were trying to set it all up.
Yeah.
We sorted it out.
I think we sorted it out. Now, I'm also saying it prematurely because we haven't actually stopped and exported and gone round to listen.
If we listen to this and it's like, I'm going to cry.
If the episode actually didn't come out and like wasn't working and like it all just went tits up, I'd actually cease doing the podcast. It's been a good ride. So in the off chance that that's happened, I love you, babe.
It's in the off chance that happened. It's been a great run and I love you so much, Kev. Thank you for listening for over the years.
I still have a few totes and mugs left in the gaff for people want to buy them because I'm going to need a new source of income.
We'll put that in the archive for our reunion tour in 20 years.
Anyway, girlies, thanks so much for listening.
Anyway, girlies, love you.
Have a gorgeous week. Love you to bits.
You never give us the ick because you're gorgeous. Bye.
Ever. We love you to bits. You give me the ick sometimes. Love you loads. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.